You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Have mercy on my soul. How much more great rhythm can I put in that bowl? I'm Matt the Cat, and this week I'm filling up the old Rockola jukebox with stacks of wax from that blue label from Cincinnati, Ohio, King Records. This is our third installment in our History of King Records series. Last week it was 1947 and 48, and the week before that in part one, it was 1945 through 47. Now, in part three, we're going to take a look at the end of 48 and most of 1949 as we present the king of them all, King Records. Let's begin part three with a real sweet pleaser. It's another one from blues great Lonnie Johnson, who was born in 1899 and began his recording career way back in 1925. He started 1948 with a number one record, Tomorrow Night. And now, in October of the year, he's back with a song he wrote called Pleasing You As Long As I Live. This one went to number two on the National Rhythm and Blues charts, and it's going to kick off this week's Juke in the Back. Lonnie Johnson, spinning off of the Blue King record label, holding stable on my jukebox turntable. With Pleasing You.
As long as I live, I want to give all the love that I have to you. Please,
I'm working on the building. Yes, that's a true foundation. Tired, I'm holding up a good time. Got a bloodstained banner for the bone. Got up in the heaven, I'll never get tired. While I'm working on the building, I'm gonna run on to heaven. Oh Lord, to get my reward. Well, sometime I'm preaching. Don't you know, but I'm working on the building. Oh, I'm just holding up a blood banner for the Lord. Well, child, I'll never get tired. I'm working on the building. Oh Lord, I'm busy coming on to heaven. Oh Lord, to get my reward. Sometime I'm crying, you know, but I'm working on the building. Well, I'm just holding up a blood, the bloodstained banner for the Lord. Oh yes, I'll never get tired. I'm working on the building, I just run on to heaven. Oh Lord, to get my reward, my reward.
Well, I'm working on the building.
Wow, one of the greatest harmony groups of all time, the Swan Silvertones, known at this point as Swan's Silvertones. But Claude Jeter and the group began as the Four Harmony Kings in 1938. After a stint at King Records in the late 1940s, they would be known as the Swan Silvertones for Specialty Records in the early 50s, and then they moved on to VJ. Elvis, who loved the gospel quartets, would record his own version of Working on the Building in 1960. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring King Records Part 3, 1948 and 49. It's time to move into 1949, a year that pretty much belonged to Ivory Joe Hunter. He had 6 charting records that year, 5 of which were on King. The 6th was a re-release of a previously recorded song for 4-Star Records. King issued I Like It in December of 48, and by early 49, it topped down at number 14 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists. Here's Ivory Joe Hunter with I Like It.
She isn't so good to me. Yes, I'm crazy about my woman, though she isn't so good to me. But she has other qualities that makes her all right with me. She's a beggar, she's a cheater, she's a robber, she's a stealer, she's a lazy, lazy gal. I love her just the same, I like it. I like what she's putting down. Tell me, have you heard about her? Because she's the toast of the town. She take me in her arms, say how she love me. I get a funny feeling, but it feels all right to me. I like it. I like her kind of jive. Every time I kiss her, she makes my temperature rise. My baby, don't tell me what I'll do. Cause if you can't explain, I'm sorry, buddy, shame on you. Cause I like it. I like what she's putting down. I miss her most of all when the rain starts falling down.
Dixon and the Gene Nero Sextet from 1949, spinning off this week's feature, King Records. And what a career Tina Dixon had, starting off with the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra, and then by the mid-1940s, recording for independent R&B labels like Aladdin, Excelsior, and King. And then she'd start to develop a comedic side. And by the 70s, she was recording naughty party albums. You know, those underground records that you would only hear at certain parties? During that time, she even appeared on Red Fox's show, Sanford and Son. And in 1949, she cut that jumper, Walk That Walk, Daddy-O, for King. It's now February of 1949, and Lonnie Johnson returns to the charts with a song written by Russ Morgan, who had a top five pop hit with the tune So Tired. Morgan co-wrote the tune with Jack Stewart, and Kay Starr had a hit with it for Capitol, also in 49. Lonnie Johnson didn't do too badly with it either, taking it to number 9 on the rhythm and blues charts in February of 49. Here's Lonnie Johnson with a beautiful song, So Tired, right here on the Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll.
So tired of waiting for you, so tired of longing for you, I'm tired of waiting. Saving my love for you. So tired of dreaming daydream. So tired of only play scheme. Why don't you call me? Call me tonight, my. Tell me that you thought all of me, sweetheart. All day long I wonder why we fall apart. So I'll wait forever, my dear. Tell me that you thought all of me.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Michael Carter, Scott Velarde, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the Juke in the Bag.
I was by your house last night, and guess what happened?
What happened, Mom?
Your grandma was playing the numbers.
Well, you just finding that out?
Well, what do you know?
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
Now we know.
We found out.
We found out that grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, we did.
We found out.
She couldn't keep it hid.
We found out.
Now we know that grandma plays the numbers. Thinks about them every day. Dreams about. number. Her soul,
we found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
We found out.
Yes, oh yes.
We found out.
We found out.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers. She's at the fruit stand every day, buys bananas by the bunch. She looks at all the price tags. That's why she gets.
We found out.
Yes, we know.
We found out.
Bless her soul.
We found out.
Now we know that Grandma plays the numbers.
Hey, Grandma, did you get your numbers in yet?
Well, I slapped a bit, son.
Well, what did you play?
3, 6, 9.
Well, what do you know?
What do you know? Grandma plays the numbers. 3, 6, 9. Grandma hit the jackpot. And so did Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris in March of 1949, with that one topping out at number 7. It was recorded back on December 19th, 1948. And that was a double-sided hit, with its flip side, I Feel That Old Age Coming On, hitting number 10 for the Omaha, Nebraska native. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you cats and kittens, as we feature part 3 of King Records on this week's Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll. Jumping up to April 1949, with a number 12 record for one of King's biggest artists, Bull Moose Jackson. He's back again with his Buffalo Bearcats, and Don't Ask Me Why.
Don't ask me why.
don't ask me why.
We sure like hot liquor, corn, bread, and green. We sure like hot liquor, corn, bread, and green.
Down, we sure like pot liquor, baby. The remains after you boil your greens. Just throw some salt pork in there and you're all set. Pot liquor's really good for you, too. Very high in vitamin K. Maybe that's what kept Todd Rhodes in the music business for so long. He was born in 1899, and that song came out in 1949. When it was originally released on Sensation Records in 48, it didn't go anywhere, but as soon as Sid Nathan and King Records issued it, in May of 1949, it hit number 3. He would stay with King well into the 1950s, and we're definitely going to hear more of Todd Rhodes. We lost him at the age of 65 in 1965. Let's stay in the month of May for another big hit from Bull Moose Jackson. This one went to a whopping number 2. Moose is on the loose and back on the juke with Little Girl Don't Cry.
Thank you. little girl, don't cry, please don't cry, little girl, for I'm lonely too, so lonesome and blue. You know I loved you when we started. I loved you when we parted. So you know doggone well I love you now. You know you made me love you. I'll place no one above you. So I'm coming back to you, for that's the only thing to do. Little girl, don't cry, please don't cry, little girl, for I'll be right. Your love comes tumbling down. Oh, little
King Records' big breakout star of 1949, Ivory Joe Hunter, Waiting in Vain, a tune recorded on the last day of February, 1949. By September, it was number 5. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring part 3 of King Records, 1948 and 49. And as this week's show exemplifies, King Records was releasing a lot of different styles and having hits with many of them. You have your classic bluesmen like Lonnie Johnson racking up the hits, guys who've been in the business for a long time like Todd Rhodes and Ivory Joe Hunter, guys like Bull Moose Jackson just tearing it up. You got your gospel, your down-home blues, your jump blues, and of course, your instrumentals. Enter Joe Thomas, his sax and orchestra, with a double-sided hit from September of 49. Teardrops hit number 11, while its flip side, Page Boy Shuffle, went to number 7. Here it is now on the Juke in the Back as we feature King Records, Joe Thomas, Page Boy Shuffle. It's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring King Records, and let's hear the flip side of that double-sided record I referred to earlier in the show. We played Grandma Plays the Numbers, which went to number 7 in March 1949. The flip side, I Feel That Old Age Coming On, hit number 10. They both came from the same recording session held on the 19th of December of 48. It's this week's Great 78. Wynonie, Mr. Blues Harris, and I Feel That Old Age Coming On.
I've also shed too many many tears that I feel. That old lady's coming on. That old lady's coming on. I've been with my baby a long, long time. Everything she got is hers and also mine. I said, let's get married this very day. She said, who's gonna give the bride and groom away? And I feel that old lady's coming on.
Listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Hold back the dawn. Stop all the clocks. I just got the news that my baby wants to rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. My baby don't go for fancy clothes, high class dinner and picture shows. All she wants to do is stay at home and huckle buck with daddy all night long. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. She doesn't like ride on airplanes. Never had a trip on a streamlined train. When it comes to loving, she knows what it's all about. And the way she huckle bucks knocks me out. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long. She wants to rock with the clock, but she don't know when to stop. She gets her kicks every day. Yes, rocking her fine self away. She rocks in the basement and she rocks upstairs. I can't take it no more, I'm gonna buy a rocking chair. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. All she wants to do is rock. Rock and roll all night long.
Wynonie Mr. Blues Harris back on the scene and jumping out of my record machine, and all she wants to do is rock. That was his biggest hit, recorded on April 13th, 1949, and hitting number one on September 17th, where it remained for 2 weeks. Yes, that was bigger than Good Rockin' Tonight, which was only number one for 1 week. Mr. Blues also gets half the writing credit on that song. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're digging on King Records, part three this week of a multi-part feature, focusing on the end of 1948 and most of 1949. Up next is a beautiful song by a cat who pretty much owned 1949 on the rhythm and blues charts. I'm talking about Ivory Joe Hunter. He's back with the gorgeous Guess Who. It was recorded in Los Angeles on February 28, 1949, and it hit number two in October. I think the violin and the saxophone really create an atmosphere on this record. Here's Ivory Joe Hunter with the spectacular Guess Who.
Cherry red all the time. cherry tree. Ain't nobody gonna eat them cherries but me. Cause my baby's cherries are sweet as they can be.
Somebody done stole my cherry red. Eddie Cleanhead Vinson with his answer record to Cherry Red Blues, which he recorded in 1944 with the Cootie Williams Orchestra. Somebody Done Stole My Cherry Red was cut on August 10th, 1949 in Cincinnati at King Studios. King issued it in November and it went to number 6 nationally. I love Cleanhead's distinct singing style where he pushes his voice till it cracks. You just can't beat it. I'm Matt the Cat and I hope you've enjoyed part 3 of our multi-part special focusing on King Records out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Founder Sid Nathan started the label around 1944 as a hillbilly label. By 45, he realized that it would be a good idea to get into the rhythm and blues field so that he could sell R&B records at the same places where he was selling his hillbilly records. Not wanting to put the rhythm and blues on King because he wanted King to be known as a hillbilly label, he started Queen Records, which he folded into King in 1947, moved the rhythm and blues artist over to King, and King became a full-fledged R&B label in 1947. This week we focused on the end of 48 and most of 49. Next week in part 4, we'll pick it up at the end of 1949, and I hope you'll join me for part 4, cats and kittens. Remember, until next time, soul, it's a feeling. And you'll get it each week when you tune in to your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let me leave you now with a cat who not only dominated the charts in 1949, but has monopolized on this week's program. Ivory Joe Hunter is back with another charting record. This was a huge record, hitting number 2 in November of 49 for Mr. Hunter. It had been a big country hit for Tex Ritter in 1945, and Al Morgan also had a big top 5 pop hit with this song in 49. It's Jealous Heart, and dig the smooth saxophone on this one. Eddie Davis and Harry Porter are playing tenor saxes. Al Townsend is on Barry. We're not sure, but Henderson Williams might be on trumpet. Frank Skeets on bass. And Leon Abramson is playing the tubs. Believe it or not, but according to my research, Ivory Joe Hunter recorded this song also on August 10th, 1949 at King Studios in Cincinnati. The same day that my notes show that Eddie Cleanhead Vinson was also in the studio. Wow. That was one spectacular day at King Studios in Cincinnati, August 10th, 1949. Let's close it down with Ivory Joe Hunter and Jealous Heart. I'll catch you cats and kittens on the flip side next week. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Jealous heart, oh jealous heart, stop beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven her away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything she planned for, and I know she loved me at the start. And she hates the sight of all I stand for. All because of you, oh jealous
whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.